For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Falmas. The Twins are back on the field tonight in Chicago after getting a breather in the schedule yesterday. Now they're back to work, and it starts tonight in Chicago. They're coming off a series against the Tigers that saw them take 2 of 3 from Target Field, but it ended on a sour note with an 11-6 loss on Wednesday night in 12 innings.
No, we're going out there trying to win each game that we can, so obviously the goal is to win, but I know it's September. I know we're getting to the end of the year, and you feel like you got to win games, but I keep saying that, like, we just got to focus on each day and try and win each game. And if we don't, we got to show up to the field next day with the right attitude to win that day. Like, still a lot of baseball to be played.
That's Twins second baseman Luke Keyshaw. It's a 6:40 first pitch tonight between the Twins and White Sox in Chicago. The Gopher football team got a nice start to their season last night as they buried Eastern Illinois 59-7. The offensive and special teams units will draw a bunch of high praise, but head coach PJ Fleck says don't forget about the guys on defense.
You know, I thought they swarmed to the ball. I thought that we should have maybe had 2 or 3 takeaways. You know, we dropped 2-3 interceptions, but they're tough catches. We just got to be able to make them. If we make those, it changes the game even more. So again, you're looking as a head coach for perfection, and it irks you if it's not perfect, but you know they'll never reach it. But these guys strive to be their absolute best every single day, changing their best. And I thought played great team defense, swarmed, tackled really well. And it goes back to our preparation.
So college football has arrived. That means hockey's right around the corner. In fact, the Wild's first preseason game is 2 weeks from tomorrow. It'll be a new-look team, but Wild General Manager Bill Guerin said on KFAN earlier this week that change is always necessary.
We don't have Zuki coming back. We don't have JoJo coming back. We don't have Vladdy coming back. That doesn't mean those guys were bad players for us. In fact, they were excellent players for us. But we still need to get better. We still need to advance further in the playoffs.
Kevin Falmas, MNN Sports.